KJAN Sports.
And at 7:18, it is a time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In high school football action from Friday night, the Atlantic Trojans got off to a quick start, but couldn't sustain any momentum in a 28-7 loss at Oldwood Arthur BCIG. The Trojans opened up the game getting the ball in Falcon territory when OABCIG fumbled in the opening kickoff. The Trojans were able to take advantage and scored on an 11-yard Tyler Moen touchdown run. The Trojans held that lead for a few possessions before Falcons quarterback Cooper DeJean got OABCG out on the board with a touchdown with 3 minutes left in the half. They then used their timeouts to save clock and forced an Atlantic punt with a little over a minute left in the half. DeJean then scored on a wild back-and-forth run from 51 yards out with just 25 seconds left in the half. The momentum from that big play carried over into the second half with the Falcons going on drives for 84 and 89 yards on their first two possessions of the half. The first ended in a touchdown pass from DeJean to Jake Neiman, and the second from DeJean's third touchdown run of the game. That pushed the Falcon lead to 28-7, and that would prove to be the final margin. DeJean finished the game with 20-28, passing for 259 yards and one score. He ran for 164 yards and three touchdowns. The Falcons outgained the Trojans 437-293, and they moved to 6-0 on the season and 2-0 in 2A District 9 play. The Falcons will travel to Shenandoah next week. Atlantic was led by Tyler Moen with 186 yards and one touchdown. The Trojans fall to 2-4 on their season and 1-1 in a district. Next up for the Trojans is a homecoming meeting on Friday with Greene County. Elsewhere in Class 2A, it was Greene County over Kemper Catholic 38-22, Shenandoah downing Red Oak 40-0. In Class 1A action, District 8, Adair Casey Guthrie Center beat Clarinda 14-7. Panorama was a 14-6 winner over Mount Air. And Van Meter beat West Central Valley of Stewart 48-7. District 9 in Class 1A saw East Sac County defeat Cherokee Washington 56-0. Missouri Valley was a 46-12 winner over Maple Valley Antonoto. Trainer Down Underwood 24-20. In Class 2A, it was IKM Manning over Manson Northwest Webster 35-16, Earlham Downing AHSTW 47-10. Riverside was a 24-6 winner over Nottoway Valley, and St. Albert beat Southwest Valley 28-7. Also in Class A, Lawton Bronson defeated Logan Magnolia 20-14. Tri-Center was a 56-12 winner over West Monona. Woodbury Central beat Westwood, 36-13. In eight-man football action, Newell Fonda downed Arweva 32-8. East Union was a 30-18 winner over Murray. Southeast Warren down Lennox 28-8, and it was Fremont Mills over Bedford 58-42. East Mills 63-22 over Sydney. Stanton Essex defeated Griswold in eight-man play 82-54. Cam was a 52-12 winner over Woodbine. Audubon downed Coon Rapids Bayard 37-12. Also, it was Exira EHK over West Harrison 50-14. Glidden Ralston beating Bowyer Valley 50-6. And in Class 4A, Ames defeated Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln 58-21. Council Bluffs' TJ was a 41-12 winner over Des Moines North. In college football, the 13th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes visit 19th-ranked Michigan in Big Ten play today. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says points will be tough to come by against an aggressive Wolverine defense.
Going into the game, we know points are going to be really tough to come by. It's a different style than Iowa State, but, you know, Iowa State, we knew that was going to be a challenge. So going in, it's going to be a different form of a challenge here. But they've got really good players. They play extremely hard, and they've got a tough scheme to prepare for.
Aaron says experience is a key to winning on the road, and he has confidence in senior quarterback Nate Stanley.
Yeah, you know, Nate's a veteran guy. That experience, I think, certainly helped him on the road last time out. That was a really tough environment. That's really great preparation for playing in tough stadiums in our conference. And again, having a veteran quarterback, I think, certainly a plus. It doesn't guarantee anything, but it's certainly a plus.
Barron says winning on the road takes focus and preparation.
If you go in there wide-eyed and you're paying attention to everything going on outside of what's going on in the field, it's going to work to your disadvantage. So, older guys tend to understand that better, but it's still a challenge.
Our pregame coverage begins at 9 o'clock here on KJAN with a kickoff at 11 from the Big House in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Iowa State hosts TCU in Big 12 action today. Special teams may play a factor. TCU standout Jalen Reger is averaging more than 19 yards per punt return and has taken one back for a touchdown.
That guy's good. And I think you know it, playing TCU, it's one of those deals for them that they are outstanding on the special team side of things. And, you know, in their return game, both their kickoff return and their punt return game. They do a great job. And so the number one thing is we're going to have to prepare to do a great job in our coverage units of tackling.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell, who says the Cyclone defense will need to be better on the third down.
Three of the last four games, we played really mobile quarterbacks, guys that can, you know, not only hurt you in the passing game, but hurt you with their feet. And I think those are areas where you look back on some of our opportunities to get off the field and not getting off the field in some of those critical moments. I think that's been our biggest address, is taking a look at that and seeing where we got to continue to fix to put our guys in the best situation to be successful.
The Cyclones have won seven straight games during the month of October.
It's one of those situations where you hope, part of it is that our football team has gotten better as the seasons have wore on the last couple of years. But I also think it's one of those situations where, you know, you want to be playing your best football as November comes around. And hopefully that's something that this team can continue on going forward.
Kickoff at Jack Trice Stadium is also at 11 a.m. Elsewhere in top 25 college football action, unranked Cincinnati has avenged a pair of back-to-back losses to Central Florida. Ahmad Gardner returned an interception for 16 yards for a go-ahead touchdown as the Bearcats got past the 18th ranked Knights 27-24. Desmond Ridder's threw for a pair of TDs as Cincinnati won its conference opener and moved to 4-1 overall. UCF freshman Dylan Gabriel also threw interceptions at the Cardinal 2-6 as the Knights ended a 19-game winning streak in American Athletic Conference play. Gabriel came in leading the ACC in passing efficiency. That's a check of the sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.